So maybe connecting to the themes, like, you know, you shared a lot about looking after Lumpa Cha when he was sick, but I know it's also a very important value to look after all Sangha members in terms of like sickness and aging.
Yeah, that's the Buddha was very explicit in the Vinaya of the, you know, caring for the sick was equivalent to caring for the Tathagata. And so as we live together as a community, to really be caring for each other, the origin story of the monk who was really ill, and the Buddha's asking, you know, what's going on here? Why are you, you know, you're, you know, and it was the Sangha thinks I'm useless, sort of thing. But somebody is ordained, they are a full member of the community, and we look after everybody. So that caring for the sick and learning how to look after the sick. Which is again, it's just something we don't have much experience with, you know, unless you've been trained as a nurse. Which in the culture is very well. If somebody gets sick, well, you know, take them, dump them off at the hospital. But learning how to care for each other, and people do that here where somebody is, and that's where it's really important to let people know, like, I'm not feeling well, I'm not going to eat today, and don't worry about me, as opposed to not showing up saying, no, we definitely need to go and check and see. It's sort of he was okay yesterday, we'll see if he shows up next week. You know, to keeping on top of it and trying to figure out what would be helpful to look after people.